Não, faria.
All right, thank you all for your patience. Are you able to hear us now? I see smiles and nods. All
Yep.
right, excellent. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. Not having an agenda in front of any of us, we did have meeting minutes. I don't believe they were shared with us prior to the meeting, so I won't call for any approval of minutes, but I think we'll jump into new business immediately.
Yes, that would be good. I just want to thank Public Works, the staff, Dave and Brandon and Amy, they and Eleanor for all the years that she did this. She's retired. And Amy, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Amy McLean. This is my second week, my second Tuesday here. So finding everything pretty good. I'm enjoying it.
Excellent. I know Eleanor had taken that role for many years, way before me even. So we really appreciated her and all the work she put in. And now Brandon and Dave, they all helped me get this meeting together. And I appreciate your guys' hard work on the solid waste management plan, which is getting closer inch by inch. And I think I'll just go ahead and turn it over to Great West, and then we can conclude on any business that you'd like.
Perfect. Hi there. I don't know that I've gotten the pleasure of meeting any of you. My name is Addison Kaufelt. I'm the planning manager for Great West. And I'm kind of hopping in on some of the final edits and getting this bad boy to ecology. So I know we have the other Addie on the line. Addie, do you want to introduce yourself? Have you?
I'm the other Addie. I'm working really closely with Addie, trying to get this plant off to ecology. Seems like we're really, really close, so that's great.
And if you didn't know, we only hire Addies at Great West, not to make it any more confusing for you. But anyways, regarding the solid waste management plan, I don't know how much you wanted us to dive in here, but did you all receive the comment matrix that we sent out regarding the comments that were received by us?
Yes, I believe we have. Everyone's nodding.
Okay, wonderful. So we did our best to incorporate all of the comments that were received. I think there were just maybe three or four outstanding that we just needed verification on, as they were more general statements. And we just wanted to wrap those up before we move forward. So do we feel comfortable kind of popping the plan open and some of the comment matrix just to verify what those statements are at this time?
I think that'd be great. Go ahead.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to share my screen here. All right, and let me know when you can see my screen there. Are you guys able to see the comment matrix?
We are.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so the only comments that we had questions on and wanted to verify are the ones that you see highlighted. So, unsure that the county owns any green box sites. Do we have any? Can we verify that? Is that something that we know of offhand, or do we need a follow-up?
No, we could probably answer that. I have Mark Story here with us today, and I am 99.9% sure that we do not own any county sites that have any garbage boxes on them at this time. The
Okay.
land that they used to be has been released.
Yeah, I'm a little more sure than you are.
So he's got
Okay.
the other
Yeah,
0.1%.
and I'm at 99.9 as well because Empire Disposal purchased one or two of those parcels of land back in 2001. I believe
Okay.
all four were set for auction back in December of 01.
We still own a site or two, but they are no longer green box sites.
Correct.
All right. So no green box sites. I am just going to write responses in here as we go. All right, very good. Thank you. Blue bins purchased after 2017.
Yes, I can get you a list of the ones that were purchased after 2017. I think there was five or six that we purchased. I will get you a count on those, Addie.
Okay.
I got your name right. Is that Addie or
yep,
was it,
Addie
is it
is,
at,
Addie? Addie is perfect. Yep. Very good. All right. So we'll wait on those from you. We weren't sure Pullman Disposal or Empire Disposal are operating recycling centers. Can we verify that? Addie was under the assumption, or I as, and I'm going to apologize, I'm coming into this a little bit late, but having the haulers review this, they didn't have any comments regarding what was currently in the document.
I'll answer for Empire Disposal. Since 2019, there has not been a recycle in operation. Devin?
We do at a very minimal level. We have a cardboard drop-off that open all the time. Other than that, people can bring in things like, can bring in their batteries. They can bring in their fluorescent tubes. Of course, computers are part of the Washington eCycle program. If people want to pay, they can come and drop off glass at our site, and also just general recycling, but that is for a fee.
Patty, is there a criteria that you need to meet to define recycling center?
That was a good question. Addie, can you provide any other Addies? Can you provide clarification on what specifically you were referring to in the document as it is stated?
I am not 100% sure. I feel like that information, I feel like that's helpful for us so we can reword it to accurately reflect that whatever the centers actually accept. But I don't know if there's a certain amount of things they need to accept for our definition of a recycling center.
Yeah, because I was wondering if you were going to bump up against that at the next next step in this documents process. So yeah, good. Thank you.
My gosh, just in the eye of the beholder, if we say we have a recycling center, we do. If we don't, then we don't.
Okay. Is that for regarding Pullman? Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, the only thing that's open to the public without interface with the office is cardboard drop-off. Otherwise, okay. We need to come into our office and we can like direct them.
Okay, but no actual recycling center other than that.
Yep.
All right, perfect.
So nothing like what the city of Moscow has.
Yeah.
No, they are subsidized. I consider it a recycling center because you can come up 24/7 and drop off cardboard there.
Okay. I feel as though that provides clarity. Other Addie, do you need any further clarity on that?
No, I don't think so. That was super helpful.
Thank you. Let's see what else we have here. WSU Pullman campus and WSU research extension offices. Can we generalize remedial action for those sites rather than point each one out individually? I know we updated language to be more generalized, but Addie, you had mentioned if we need to follow up with ecology to verify if that's allowed. Do you want to expand on that?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure. Right now we have a list of a bunch of very specific sites. And it seems like there was some missing from that list. So either we need to get the names of those other facilities or generalize it more and say, I think it was Wazoo Research Extension Offices. I just am not sure if that's something we're able to do. So maybe it is something we need to follow up with ecology.
Yeah, just this is Ron, WSU. Just Just let me know what we need to do. Our environmental health and safety director asked me to ask that question. So rather, you know, because, you know, there's several different sites, you know, throughout with the extension offices and whatnot. So, you know, whether we list them all or if we just say WSU extension facilities or, you know, whatever. So he didn't know which way to go on that.
That sounds good. We'll double check on it. Yep. Yeah. Sorry, Ron.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we need to list them all individually, every single location in the state of Washington, then, you know, we can do that. But, you know, I guess we just need to know which way to go. So.
Absolutely. Okay. We'll double check on that and we'll get back with you, Ron. I think it's probably preferred by everyone to stay a little bit more generalized if we're allowed to. But we'll absolutely follow back up with you.
Okay. Thank you.
The other one, and Ron, this may be for you as well, whether some of the remedial action sites on WSU campus may not still be active.
Remedial action sites. I'm not sure what you mean by that for sure.
Let me find Addy. I'm going to kind of throw it to you to see if you have information on that, but I'll try to find it in the document so that we can see.
Yeah, so I just found it in the plan. It looks like there was just a couple of ones that were highlighted. Remedial action sites in Wyoming County. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out if I'm looking at the right thing.
There was just a couple of them
that we weren't sure if they were still active or not. We can read those out too if that's easier.
Yeah, I thought I addressed that in there that either they were still in progress or fixed or complete. I thought that was addressed, but.
Okay. We can go back and verify whether or not we got confirmation of those. If not, Ron, do you feel comfortable if we snap this over to you and you can help confirm?
Yeah, that's fine. I've got my deal open. I was just going to try and find those comments.
Okay, wonderful.
Here, but.
Yeah, apologies if we missed those. But outside of those comments, that is it. And I think we got all of the other comments addressed in the current working draft of the solid waste management plan. And we even updated the picture, which works very nicely on the cover, I might add, with that sunset. So, any other questions for us at this time regarding the document or the process or what we're looking at?
Not hearing any. Anyone online have anything?
I have nothing.
No.
Wonderful. So I think our game plan is to make sure that we can get these final comments addressed in the next week or two, and then we will provide it back to the county for one more look just to make sure everything looks good, and then I think we're prepping, we're on track to submit to ecology as soon as everything looks good. So any questions about that?
Addy, this is David. Mark had one, and I was going to follow up, and I haven't yet, was the MRW total tonnage that was sent out. I would like to review that, and then we could talk online or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I think when he looked at it, it looked skewed, like it was too much. So I just,
oh, really?
And I have all that information in the annual report, so we can go directly off of those by year on how much we sent out.
Okay, wonderful. All right, I have that written down, and I'll make sure that we get back with you on that.
Okay, thank you.
The only thing I have is check your spelling. Miscellaneous isn't spelled correctly in a couple of spots.
Really? Okay. Yeah, thanks. Sometimes Word does a great, it's funny, we were just talking about this because I swear you can look at a document 100 times and not catch a word here or there, but it's funny, Word will catch things that actually are spelled correctly, and then it won't flag the things that are not correct, which is always kind of fun to deal with, but thanks for that.
Okay, anything else?
I did find those remedial action sites. So they are updated.
Okay.
Perfect. From what they were. So they should be correct now. So whatever I uploaded should be correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. All right. Well, that's all we have on the planning document, unless you guys have anything else.
No, we don't. Thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks.
Go ahead. You have anything, David?
I don't really have any new business. If you guys have any questions for me, I'm more than happy. And you have Mark here as well, so we can answer any questions that you may have.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just to sort of bring us on to the next season, we're going to do a spring cleanup. How's our, who kind of does, I know we've changed so many people around in the last year or so, who kind of heads up that spring cleanup thing and the publicity for that and same thing kind of to Devin. Bifurcate this question a little bit.
Yeah, I usually set those dates on spring and fall cleanup. In the spring, we try to orchestrate that with PDS runs a city one or something like that. And so I usually wait as long as I can to put the date out, or at least I usually try to advertise a month in advance, or at least 4 consecutive weeks in the paper. I have only been doing that in the Gazette and the Daily News, those ads. We will probably ask for an increase in the minimum because our rates are going up as of January 1st, 2026. Okay. We took another rate increase just because of all the inflation and everything else that's going on, the cost to do business.
Regardless, you're still $15 cheaper than the city of Spokane.
Even with the new rates?
Even with
the new rates. Okay, good. I like to hear that.
And maybe an advertisement in the community, the big community news. My husband calls it the community aggravation. The big newspaper. That's the one, yeah.
Do you have a contact for them that I could put it in there?
We can get one to you.
That'd be great. Yeah, I don't have that.
It's sometimes the chamber and it's still, is it Carol's Publishing, Carol? Yeah, that's her first name. That does.
If you give me a contact...
It's Cooper. Yeah, Carol Cooper. And Carol, it's like Cooper Publishing. I think it's under that name.
Okay.
So if you Google that in the community update, that'll pop right up for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Because it's print, but still a lot of people look at it because I know sure. Devin uses it. Yeah.
Okay.
So does the state have a deadline? So when you have to separate the food waste away from...
I was just on an ORCA waiver work group meeting right before here. I had to cut out a little bit early. They have a template of the waiver, and it should be out in February of 2026 for us to be able to submit a waiver, a 5-year waiver, to hold off on that. I still need a little clarification from them because right now in the ORCA area, the organics recycling area, they are doing yard waste. Food waste is mandatory by 2030, not 2027. So I need a clarification from that. If we're doing that, if we are
They want food waste in it as well. But I think the mandatory date is 2030 for that, which Albion is also in that area, which I need to get with Aaron and talk about rate studies and that type of stuff to see how they would be affected, because Albion is more of a low income area. It's not as, you know, diverse as Pullman, I guess. I don't know what the correct wording is there, but to give them a $15 increase because you're picking up yard and food waste, that could be detrimental to them. And that's part of the waiver process. So I'm still working through that. I was able to be on that work group. There's only three counties in Eastern Washington that have an ORCA, which is Yakima, Spokane, and Whitman County, believe it or not.
Is that based on excuse me. Is that based on population?
25,000 or more as a city, which I was kind of amazed that some of these other counties do not have a city that's that big.
Which counties are they?
The only other two are Yakima and Spokane County that are in Eastern Washington that are.
You would think that I know. Cities, because Pasco's got
like
80,000.
Yeah.
90,000.
Yeah, I don't see them on the ORCA map, which is interesting.
I'm sure there's a lot more to come on all things.
There is. Yeah. And not only that, the recycling passed, which is a reform act, they're calling it. So that's a product stewardship program. They're supposedly coming out, when you talked about your recycling center, they're going to come out with a statewide list of what's accepted and what is not. And they're going to do that uniformly across the state. So Whitman County would be the same as King. And
is that specifically for curbside recycling programs?
Correct. Well, they want everybody curbside. They will allow like our blue bin system in the smaller communities, but some sort of either curbside or a place to take it in each community.
A reasonable opportunity to recycle, I believe. Correct. Is how they word it.
Which they're supposed to pay for it, the product stewardship. So the people that are manufacturing the paper or, you know, the wrapping or whatever, they're supposed to fund this program. The first year is at 50%. The next year is at 75%. The following year is at 90%. So back to even the haulers, right? If you need to go get a new truck, you need any infrastructure.
Well, to the customers, they pay $7 a month for it. So
again, it would be free to them. Yeah. Again, it would be free to them, and they would reimburse you on your, is the way the product stewardship would work. It is interesting.
I do know that July payments went out for in the state of Oregon, but I don't know if anything thereafter has ever occurred yet.
And attached with that would be a bottle bill as well.
Sure.
So
lots
to come. There's lots. And if you look in this plan, they've got all of those bills listed. It's amazing to me how much they've thrown on solid waste and expect us an unfunded mandate of just go ahead and do this program. So we'll see how that goes.
So you're saying food waste would be required in 2030. Is that absent?
Mandatory 2030. Yeah, mandatory.
Is that absent a waiver?
A waiver would start for the 2027 is when they want curbside collection of organics. We already have that in our ORCA with you doing your yard waste. My question to them is, okay, so you're saying, are we okay without doing a waiver? Because in 2030, you're asking us to be mandatory food waste in there as well. That's my question to them. We're already doing what the law requires. It's 26 weeks a year of, not in Albion, of course, but in Pullman, we are.
Go ahead, Evan.
Again, I'm sort of looking out into the future. Who pays for the consumer education aspect of all of this? Because that's what makes it work or not work.
Yeah, so for the recycling part of it, that again would be up to the
producer product responsibility.
The people that are producing the product.
So like Boise Cascade pays for the box. They pay whatever.
They would fund the whole system, the education, the infrastructure, the collection, and it's a reimbursement type thing.
Consumer's going to pay for it all anyway.
Correct. I mean, you're going to pay more for the wrapping that goes around your Twinkies.
So several meetings ago, you shared your facility plans that you had drawn up for this new facility you would have available to the public. Did you then, the county, then submit that along with a proposal or to the DOE for approval? Or is that just something you have to have in your back pocket should things materialize?
Mark and I decided we wanted to try to stay ahead of the game. And so we contracted with Great West to just draw up a plan showing what that cost would look like, what that facility would look like.
Should current mandates fall in line? This is what it would require at Whitman County? Okay.
Correct. And excellent. We have also looked at other options like hauling it to Lewiston. I'm not sure how that works crossing the state line. So that's another question I have. The other one is Bartech up in Sprague. That's quite a jaunt. And so.
And they're unwilling to take any more product.
Correct. They're at capacity.
Fun times.
I'm ready to pass this torch. Yeah, there's a lot coming down, and to stay on top of it, it's daunting. So.
Well, Nathan, Ron, Donnell, anyone, David, anyone have any comments or thoughts to share?
Nope, I'm good.
Hey, David, this is Ron up here at WSU.
Yes, Ron.
Hey, are you guys looking at, you know, that 4% increase in 2027?
We took the increase in 2026, and then, yes, we would be, again, then taking the 2%, Ron. We take 4% every other year.
Right.
So it would be a 2% increase in 27.
Okay.
Unless something changes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is David with Republic. I will jump in and say I was down in Olympia for committee days with the state legislature and had several meetings with legislators and with our industry association folks, and just be on the lookout for more change. This legislative session will look a lot like the last ones. They're looking at implementing a lot of great ideas, as they put it. So EPR for mattresses is one idea. The bottle bill, David, you mentioned that. And there's no shortage of great ideas that the legislature has. I'll just put it that way.
Thanks for that, Dave.
So this is Nathan Weller. I wanted to mention when the legislators were in Pullman, I talked to them how the unfunded mandates were killing us here in the rural area, and and the good work that all of you are doing out there in the county. So I just wanted to mention that.
Can he explain what the EPR for mattresses is?
So it would be another extended producer responsibility. So if you make a mattress, you've got to pay to have somewhere for it to go or be recycled.
Yep, that's exactly right.
There's going to be a giant pocket pit of money that we're all going to be able to use the resource pool.
All these great ideas as long as somebody else pays for.
We live on the left coast.
That's right. Yeah.
Mattresses are going to get more expensive.
Any other new or old business anyone has would like to discuss? Devin, go ahead.
Just coming back to the organics, because like you say, we currently have yard waste only, but it is by subscription.
Subscription.
Optional. And we're thinking that would be required to be mandatory in 27 if we don't get the waiver?
Yes, correct. We will, it would be mandatory curbside for that area, Orca area, which is Pullman and Albion area. I plan on submitting that application. They also said the city could do it. And I was asking for clarification today in the meeting, because at first they said whoever is in charge of the solid waste management plan, and then those cities that combine with that, the municipality would then submit the application. They're saying both can do it, but I believe you and I work pretty well together. So we'll get together and we'll put the waiver in together, or I can do it on the behalf of Whitman County, and we will, I'm almost guaranteeing we will get a waiver, because I think they're being pretty lenient at this time because they realize rural Eastern Washington is going to have a real hard time with this, trying to get this material somewhere to get it composted. Along with that, they asked us to put together a organics procurement resolution for that. And we do, and we have started that process so that as a municipality, we would use those organics in any projects that we use or that we do. And so, and then that reporting is due every March, every other year, I believe it is, that they are asking for that to tell them how much we brought into projects.
I'm sure we're going to have some customers that say, you know, I don't have any.
Can you lower your mic just a little bit? I have another question.
So I'm sure we're going to run into that.
Yeah, so there's also a waiver for each customer. This is the caveat of the whole thing. And they asked me how we were going to police this. And I said, I don't know. Because they said that each family residents could ask for a waiver as well if they're home composting or they're doing something like that. And then they asked me, well, how are you going to verify that that's what they're doing? And I said, I have no idea how I'm going to go to every resident that has a waiver.
Hire an army to
verify. Right. But there is a waiver for that as well, that they can opt out if they are being responsible with their organics, which food waste is included in that. So if they have chickens and they're feeding their food waste to the chickens. Yeah.
This sounds like it opens the door for people to, how shall we say, informally opt out and pile their garbage in the backyard.
Well, even if you have a cart at your house, who is going to police it? Who's going to police that you put your organics in that bin and your yard waste? I don't know who would police that. It's kind of like recycling, right? You pay for it whether you are in
right. Well, the contention compliance is they don't want to pay for it. They don't care about the cart as much as they don't want to have to pay the $7
right
a month.
And that's going to be an issue as far as each resident is going to have to pay for one of your green waste carts, because that will be part of the process. Every residential customer will that has in curbside will have one of those bins.
But we'll, assuming we get the waiver, then that will be 5 years out.
Correct. And that is the plan of Whitman County, is to put in for that waiver.
We appreciate that.
Any help you need with that, let us know.
Okay, that's awesome. I like to hear that, Aaron. Thank you.
Anything else from anybody? Hearing none. Any old business?
Just one thing. I just want to thank you guys. This went really well. I felt with the solid waste management plan, this is like the third one I think that I've done. You guys were awesome. And getting your comments, going through the mission statement and the goals, it went seamlessly. And I think we're right on track with their schedule. We'll get it over to ecology and we'll get this thing put to bed. And we'll move on to other projects, which we have plenty to do. So,
excellent. Well, I appreciate you sharing that. I think our goal is to ensure that the county is doing everything you guys need to do, and you're doing that. And the fact that we all have our personal comments or, you know, beliefs and notions that some of the stuff is BS, like, we'll keep that to ourselves, if you will. But
yeah,
well, you guys are doing needed steps, and that's the important thing. Well, hearing no other comments, I will go ahead and call this meeting to an end.
Okay.
Thank you all for joining. I apologize for the 15-minute delay.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
Holidays. Happy holidays.
In another 5 years, somebody else is going to have to do it. It's going to be a kick.
So are we thinking the bottle bill is going to pass this time? Is that why we're talking about? Because yeah, they've been brought up over and over.
I think a lot of them are going to get pushed through, and what they're doing now is they're moving them to